Mary Upchurch drove all the way from her home in Austin, Texas for this festival. She came for the music and for the breathtaking view.
It looks like a mini Grand Canyon with a stage on top of it.
Vampire Weekend was one of the acts Mary wanted to hear.
And people know when I say I'm going to Sasquatch, they know what I mean now, even no matter where I am. The smell, we decided, it's fresh grass, but all types of grass.
Festival founder Adam Zaks is the first to admit this year's lineup is void of any household names. In fact, he says that's part of the appeal of Sasquatch and what sets it apart.
We can keep getting ranked amongst these much, much larger festivals like Bonnaroo and Coachella and Lollapalooza, and they're all at least three times larger capacity-wise than this festival, and they all have household name headliners. So it's wonderful that we're mentioned in the same breath. It's just the festival has developed a good reputation.
The indie lineup at Sasquatch is what attracted Rob Annis and his wife from Indianapolis. They go to several music festivals around the country every year.
This is one of the best that we've been to. Lineup-wise, crowd-wise, the venue is obviously probably the most beautiful in the nation, at least.
His big complaint?
Beer is a little bit too expensive.
Hail Sasquatch!
Kentucky-based band My Morning Jacket was one of the headliners of the festival. Patrick Hallahan is the band's drummer.
There's a certain lightness to this. Some festivals, I don't know, they have kind of like a heavy, pretentious vibe to them. Festivals like this are just, there's people skipping rope right next to an ice cream stand. I think these smaller festivals allow people to enjoy a little bit more instead of, there's not the claustrophobia of the bigger festivals.
My Morning Jacket closed the first night of the festival. Fans danced and sprawled out under the stars. From the Gorge Amphitheater in Quincy, Washington, I'm Chantel Anderson.